And welcome back to AM Springfield. Sean Blend with you. And you've heard more and more about the law firm Cordell & Cordell standing up for men in divorce proceedings, often as we hear about custody, what have you. And Scott Trout joining us. And Scott, a very interesting angle of what you do. There are certainly some big questions for kids going off to college, and this is a pretty unique situation that maybe people don't think about all that often. You've got a seminar to help folks learn more and maybe get some crucial information as the young ones leave the nest.
Yeah, you know, it is. You know, typically, we're always talking about these times when kids are going to college and child support and custody and what do you do now that your child has turned 18 and they're somewhat on their own. And so we were having a conversation about that, as we always do this time. And we all, a number of us, have college kids going away. And one of the things that even us as lawyers seem to overlook really is probably one or two of the most crucial documents that parents need to complete and overlook. It's just, you know, in the rush of getting, you know, the kids off to school, it's really power of attorney and or healthcare proxy. Those are things that parents just overlook, and, you know, we don't think about it. And when they send them off to college, the things that can happen after that, where parents are almost helpless. You have a child turning to an adult from a legal standpoint. Not only that, we talked about getting grades. You know, you may be paying the tuition for your kids. You have no access to their grades. And so we really had this conversation about how do we remedy this for parents and divorce parents and really get the word out. And it's a really different message for us, but we wanted to make sure that we become kind of getting parents the documents that they need when their kids are going off to school.
Healthcare, definitely there's some big issues there. Yeah, you sit there and think, oh, my usually 18-year-old, or if they're a junior college transfer, 20-year-old, whatever age they may be, you think, healthy, and you think they're, you know, they, maybe you like the kids themselves feel like they're immortal. I know a lot of parents don't feel that way, but when you send them off to college, there's certainly unique circumstances. I know a lot of times we'll focus on some of the things like the Penn State case and the young man who died, but obviously there are other concerns when we look at disease and meningitis, when you can have such a I guess a close-knit community of young people. There are some unique concerns there. And, again, these things happen fast. Medical decisions are made very fast, and really time is of the essence.
It is. You know, in the rush of getting them off, we think that it's going to be business as usual. You're even covering your kids on your own health insurance plan. So you think, oh, no problem. I can handle all the health care decisions, but there are many states around the country that don't allow it. They're, you know, into adulthood. And so when you're faced with that rush and you may have this infant, an accident, or your child's in the hospital, you have no access and you really have no power or authority to make those health care decisions. And it's just so vital. We all think about it as these documents really trending or tending to be more commonly associated with older people. But when you overlook these things, it's as simple as banking needs. You can't make any banking decisions or open accounts or transfer money perhaps out of their account when you don't have this power of attorney. And then most importantly, especially with divorced parents, and you're still paying perhaps child support, it's the release of educational records. You don't get to see the grades. You don't get those documents unless these vital documents are executed. So, you know, the federal laws prohibit the release of those records to the parents. And there's just so much that can be that can happen without the documents themselves. And it just is a real easy step. And that's why we put this package together to ensure that parents have access to the records, that they can still be, you know, parenting with their 18-year-old child and really have business as usual. And it's so easy to overlook and it's so easy to have executed. And so we put that together where it's free for divorced parents. We can, you know, get those documents together for them.
Well, it would seem to like this is crucial because I can imagine a lot of folks, they made their custody arrangements years ago, and both sides have adjusted, and you're just kind of on autopilot. And boy, if your kid's collecting a cap and gown at the secondary level pretty soon, that autopilot's about to stop.
Yeah, it does. And it is, and it's, you know, like hitting the wall. It's a rude awakening. I can tell you just from my own experience with my daughter. I just went into the bank trying to do something with her account, and they said, sorry, she's 19. You don't have any access to it. And that's what really started this conversation among ourselves here, is the documents that we just, that divorce lawyers need to ensure that we're counseling clients during this transition phase. I mean, it is the transition to adulthood. And it isn't necessarily business as usual. I mean, you spent years parenting your child and raising them, and you know, you're going through the emotions of sending them off, and you certainly, not, that's the last thing you're going to think about is an accident or a financial decision or the access to school records. We're really just helping them, and if they don't understand, you can guide them along the way and have the authority to make those decisions for them. And so it is just, it's so easy to overlook, but it's so easy to have executed and have those empowered documents for you.
And it's one of those awkward things of parenthood where kids getting out on their own, they want to be free. They want to be free of oversight in many cases, but by the same token, if you completely take the gloves off, you know, I think there's certainly a benefit of the relationship to say, hey, you know what, we're still going to be involved in. Some kids, yeah. It's still important to you, still important to them that you're protective of them, and even though they may resent it, in the long run or somewhere deep inside, they do appreciate it.
They do. I mean, even my daughter, for example, she didn't want to have to go to a bank. She's like, well, you take care of that for me. Will you open this account or close this account? And they don't want to do it, but you know, the answer is, well, I can't do it without this document. And it is, they, you know, they're busy as it is, and we want to still parent and we want to still take care of those matters for them. And so there's give and take, and they get it and they understand it, and especially if we're contributing towards their education. I mean, that is the give and take. Look, I want access to your records, and it is, you know, a trade-off here, and we're still going to have a team, and we're going to parent, and we're going to help you in any ways you can. And it's a smoother transition to adulthood, but it's also, from a legal perspective, it does provide protections for them in the event of an accident.
All right, and where, Scott, can folks contact you to get hold of these documents, this kit, to really help folks out without a big investment to get ready for the next stage for their young people?
Yeah, you know, it's free for divorced parents, and that is very important for us. They can call and schedule an appointment, calling 217-803-ALL-ZEROS, 217-803-ALL-ZEROS, if they want to. We'll get them set up and get these documents in their hands so they can start the school year off right.
As low cost as it gets, whatever a phone call costs you these days. We usually don't talk about that in the mobile phone era, but that's the way it works. Well, sure appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.